I'm coming, I'm coming. Who is it?
It's me, Schnooky. Schnooky Shapiro. I'm here with Schlumpy and Dizzy.
Come on in, boys. It's so nice to see you all. A gute Woch.
A gute Woch, Dr. Midos.
Gute Woch.
Schnooky, I have to tell you, today's bar mitzvah was beautiful. Your laning was terrific. And that pshetel, it was so deep. I had to concentrate with all my brain power just to follow. Your parents must be so proud of you, Schnooky.
Thank you, Dr. Midos.
Wasn't the kiddush great, Doc? The chont and kishka were out of this world.
And look, Dr. Midos, I didn't even spill anything on my Shabbos shirt.
That's fantastic, Schlumpy. I'm so proud of you. So tell me, boys, why did you come by? To help you with the marvelous Midas machine?
That's right, Dr. Midos. We were hoping to do that with you for a few hours tonight, but we're supposed to be home by 10 o'clock.
But we also came for another reason, didn't we, Schnooky?
Dr. Midos, I want to invite you to come to our shul tomorrow, when I put on my tefillin for the first time.
What, you haven't put on tefillin yet, Schnooky?
No, Dr. Midos. You see, today Shabbos, when you don't wear tefillin, was my bo by yom. The Shapiro minig is not to put tefillin on until you're actually bar mitzvah. So that's why I have to wait until tomorrow morning.
I see. Sure, I'll come to shul. The first time a young man puts on tefillin is a very big celebration.
And what a celebration it's going to be. There's going to be danishes, donuts, herring, kichel, whitefish, avocado dip, and this new kind of fish from Japan called sushi.
My Zaidi from Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Shmariahu Shapiro, bought me the tefillin, Dr. Midos. He and my bubby can't wait until tomorrow when I put them on for the first time.
He says he got the best sofer in all of Yerushalayim to make them. Golly! I can't wait for my bar mitzvah so I can get tefillin like that too.
Dr. Midos, would you like to see them? I brought them with me in this yellow bag, along with some extra kugel my mommy said to bring you.
Sure, Schnooky, I'd love to see them. And I wouldn't mind having a piece of kugel either. Thank you. Let me have the yellow bag. Wait a minute. I don't see any tefillin in this bag, Schnooky.
Let me see, Dr. Midos. Yikes! This isn't your bag, Schnooky. It has Chinese letters written all over it. And it's filled with fortune cookies.
There was a Chinese man sitting next to you on the Ocean Avenue bus we took to get here, Schnooky. He also had a yellow bag, and he told me he was going to the airport to fly home for the holidays. You must have switched bags with him, Schnooky.
What am I gonna do, Dr. Midos? My beautiful brand new tefillin are on their way to China!
Oh, what a situation, where have Schnooky's tefillin gone? He better find them soon or they might end up in Hong Kong. If he shows up without them, everyone will be in shock. And Shachris in the morning's gonna start at 8 o'clock. So embarrassed and feeling like a dunce for losing his tefillin before putting them on once. What will he say to Zaidi to make him understand? Let's hope that Dr. Midos can come up with a plan. And listen, this story's just for you. You'll learn about good Midos, what's right and wrong to do. We're going on another journey like you've never seen. It's the absolutely marvelous Midos machine.